8:33, we have clouds and 35 degrees. Getting in a little bit early today, but we're going to put her on the air. It's Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff.
We'll get out of here, or get you out of here before the weather breaks loose.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way to dodge anything coming along in
the next way it
few
looks.
Days.
Yeah, just, thank goodness they've taken freezing rain out of the forecast. Just wet, cold rain. Last night, the Dundas City Council met, and I believe that's going to be the last meeting for 2022. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So you get to approve all the budgets, the tax levies. What do we start there? Let's start off with, whichever one, the budget. Let's go with the budget. Any revisions or anything that just sail through? You've done a lot of work on that in the last 6-8 months.
Right. So as the mayor commented last night, because we had a couple of residents in attendance, you know, we start working on our budget in like May, getting some direction from the city council, and they see the first draft in July, and you know, they've probably now seen it four or five times since then. So there were no revisions, there were no reductions. They approved the 12.06% levy increase to the 2023 general fund budget. And they approved the enterprise fund budgets. They approved increases to water, sewer, and garbage rates. And we move on and start it all up again in a few months.
The 12%, that's a little above inflation. What drove the little extra there?
So the 12% gets us about $166,000 additional dollars next year. And that will go towards another police officer, full-time police officer position, and that hits the general fund 100%. The other employees in the city, besides police officers, are spread across the general fund and enterprise fund budget. So it's not such a hit to the general fund. With police officers, it's a direct hit to the general fund.
All right. Is the staffing level, I know there have been folks coming and going, you've had officers coming and going. Are you getting up to the fully staffed level again?
We are, what is today? We are a couple days away from losing a full-time police officer to the city of Northfield again. I say that with a smile on my face.
And thank you, by the way. We do appreciate it.
And then we have a couple of individuals who the council approved as part-time officers at their last council meeting, and they have shown interest in applying to the full-time position, so we'll have two full-time positions available. Mm-hmm. So we'll process those, get them interviewed, and hopefully they'll be able to start in those full-time roles after the first of the year.
Now, outside of the budget and the levy, was there any other business conducted last night?
So they also approved a tentative labor agreement with our police officers bargaining unit. That is a 3-year agreement, and it covers, you know, terms and conditions of employment. And, you know, we're very lucky in the city of Dundas that our police officers are a reasonable group and kind of tag along with what the non-union employees receive in terms of compensation and benefits. Mm-hmm. But we, you know, we pay them fairly and well for the role that they serve in Dundas.
Yeah, I presume that's a 3-year calendar year start, so that will take effect January 1st?
That's correct.
All right. Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. We are talking Dundas business. Anything else from last night's meeting?
Just routine stuff. You know, they approved gambling licenses, cigarette licenses, things like that. Nothing out of ordinary with that.
All right. The next couple of weeks, we've got the Christmas holiday. We've got New Year's. Pick things up back after the first of the year. I would guess that after, you know, most of the year, doing the budget, dealing with all of that. We've had election year, and you know the councilors, some were up for election and such. And is it going to be a quiet couple of weeks? Are you hoping for a quiet couple of weeks?
Well, you can hope in one hand, as my dad used to say. We have city council orientation this week with our new city council member, Ashley Gallagher. So that'll take place on Thursday and Friday afternoons. We bring in our consulting staff members, finance, planner, engineer, kind of give Ashley a high-level view of what goes on in the city, not that she doesn't already know, being the chair of the park board and a resident of the community for many years. And one thing that council did talk about last night was perhaps setting, doing a goal setting session after the first of the year, kind of, you know, as a group, a new group with this new council member, maybe looking at just discussing where they want to go and where they see the community over the next several years. So, kind of putting some of those bricks in place for that, you know, the building block. I don't think it's going to be a quiet couple of weeks.
Okay, well, good luck. Hopefully at least you get a little, maybe a day or two off for Christmas where it's a little quieter. Thank you so much for joining us, not only now, but throughout the year. It's much appreciated. Have a great holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we'll talk to you after the first of the year.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Bye.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator. 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.